Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call, in case you missed it.
So there is a beef between Eminem and Machine Gun Kelly that's it's getting a little hairy. So here's a little bit of a backstory. A couple years ago, Machine Gun Kelly, who has been on the rap circuit for a little bit, right? Definitely not as long as Eminem.
Sure.
But back in 2012, Machine Gun Kelly tweeted that Eminem's daughter, Haley, was hot AF.
Okay.
I don't know if you really say that about Eminem's daughter.
I would go ahead and say you certainly do not.
6 years later, Eminem dissed Machine Gun Kelly on a track on called Not Alike, which just came out on his Kamikaze album. We don't have clips of these songs because we can't play any of them. There's lots of swearing in them. We'll just say that Eminem got his zinger in on Machine Gun Kelly. Well, that just opened up a whole can of worms. So Machine Gun Kelly put out a song called Rap Devil because Eminem is considered the rap god.
Okay.
And just...
Well, he's considered, or did he call himself that?
No, I don't think he called himself that.
Yeah, I think he's considered rap god. Yeah.
Okay.
So Machine Gun Kelly just dragged Eminem through this song. It was like 5.5 minutes of just... It was brutal. So everyone was like, oh, Machine Gun Kelly's a dead man. Like, whatever rebuttal Eminem has is going to be fire. And sure enough, it was. Eminem put out a song, and it was pretty good. Now, the controversy is stewing on, is this whole thing fake? Is this being set up? Because Eminem and Machine Gun Kelly are both on the same record label, Interscope, and both of their diss tracks were produced by the same guy. It was credited as Ronnie J on one of them and Ronald Spencer Jr. on another.
Oh, but it's the same guy for sure?
On both songs. And then Machine Gun Kelly, who's on tour right now opening for Fall Out Boy, posted a picture of him with the a Kill Shot logo, which is what the name of the Eminem song was, on a t-shirt in front of a group of kids at the concert, flipping off the camera behind Machine Gun Kelly. Turns out that wasn't real either. He had walked up on stage with a hoodie on, and then right before the picture was taken, he got on the mic and said, all right, everyone turn and flip off the camera, and then took the hoodie off.
Well, that could still be just like a thing in the face of M.
Oh, that it was, but the audience in the picture...
It wasn't a bunch of... He tricked the audience into looking like they were a bunch of people that were on his team.
Well, of right. course, but I get what you're saying. Oh. I still think that could have been like at Eminem.
And the last bit of controversy on is this whole Eminem Machine Gun Kelly beef fake. Machine Gun Kelly's album drops today.
And Eminem has an album that just dropped?
Just dropped 2 weeks ago. So is this just controversy of getting record sales up? Because, I mean, everyone knows who Eminem is.
Right.
And Eminem even said in an interview with Sway, he even said, like, well, I'm going to have to respond to this guy. I don't want to because I'm just going to make him famous, which is a great point.
Well, yeah, I thought that was a weird thing for him to say, though, because it's like, well, you don't have to.
Oh, you do. If you're Eminem, you do have to respond. So
I don't see.
There's no such thing as being the bigger person in rap.
Okay. I don't see Eminem being willing to get in a rap battle with Machine Gun Kelly, of all people, in an effort to help their albums. Because M's album came out before his Machine Gun Kelly diss track, right?
Correct. And okay. Then one of the songs on there mentions Machine Gun Kelly in reference to that tweet from years ago.
Okay, so that would mean that if this was fake, Eminem is on board to help Machine Gun Kelly's new album. I don't see that happening.
Why?
Why would he?
Well, they're both on the same record label, and
so
all the money goes to the same people.
All the money goes to the same people. Which
but not
then,
him.
No, But I mean, it might be M, do us this favor, and then we'll remember you, you know, for whatever.
Yeah, because it's so hard for Eminem to just go to another label and make more money.
Remember that, well, that's not that easy. There's contracts and stuff like that. But remember, though, that Eminem is a decent actor. Like, when I watched him during that Sway interview, I was like, wow, he's really mad. And then a few days later, then it came out that, like, maybe this whole thing is fake. And then I went back and watched that Sway interview again, and I'm like, he's not a bad actor. He's been in more than one movie.
Okay. So, right. Like, I don't see the benefit for Eminem to help Machine Gun Kelly's career. And I don't think that Eminem cares enough about things like appeasing his label to do them a solid to help his competitor become more famous and more successful.
That's a good point.
Especially because this started with somebody disrespecting him and talking about his daughter.
Well,
and we know how he is with Haley.
Right.
By the way, she is super hot.
She's super hot. Yeah. Great. Now he's going to go after you.
Rap battle Katie.
We don't have time for it now, but I was going to read some of the lyrics for the songs. I encourage everybody to do it on their own because there's a lot of jabs back and forth that don't land, but there are a lot of headshots on both songs.
Oh, I wish we could still come back and do that.
What would you say the best one is?
I really liked it when Eminem said, "You're a molehill and I'm about to make a mountain out of you."
That's my favorite line.
That's
and
a
when
great
he
line.
Said, "Your biggest hits are my biggest failures."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of good ones in there, so I encourage everybody to look at the two. Yeah.
There was a line in there about his man bun, about Machine Gun Kelly's man bun.
Doesn't have that anymore, does he? I got to tell you something. Machine Gun Kelly is a terrifying looking human being.
He really is. He looks like if Big Bird came from the ghetto.
Yeah. What? No. I think he looks like if Big Bird had mommy issues, wasn't willing to address them, and then to cover the pain, tattooed himself.
And came from Cleveland.
Yeah.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.